Salam, everyone. It's Tahira here. I'd be happy to be the next reader. It's my Maitreya conversation with from December 20th, 2003. Maitreya. Salam, everyone. Welcome to the mission of Maitreya's conversation room. We are glad you made it here to be with us. As usual, we will be with you for an hour and a half for questions and answers. As you remember, we used to have satsangs, and everyone was red-dotted. We have decided to have a format that is more relaxed. We are hoping that we will have lively conversations with each other and bring people that they want to discuss the finer points of this revelation and the mission, and all recognize and understand this teaching and this revelation, which is based on the Word of God, based on the Scriptures, based on what God said He would send. Now he has. We are hoping that people will see this clearly and come here and let us discuss greater things together instead of coming here and again trying to either disturb the room or bring their dogma. As you have seen, our rules have changed a little bit. What was just read, we would like to keep the room in a more orderly way, so the questions have to be asked one at a time. And we will try to make it more manageable, instead of everyone talking at the same time, or question after question after question, and none of them really will be answered. So let us try this format. If you have some ideas for improving the room, and you have some suggestions, send them to us at conversationroom@maitreya.org, and we will consider them for sure. We would like to make this room available to everyone on earth so they can come, we can discuss, and we can talk about this revelation and see how this is really the revelation of the seventh angel and opening of the seven seals and how humanity has to return to God. Man has forgotten godly things, and they are on the brink of a great destruction because of their religions. Either they do not have any religion, or if they have a religion, their religions are full of dogmas and a narrow revelation from God, instead of seeing the whole vision which this mission has brought to humanity. Each of them has a part of a greater truth, and since their truth is just a part of a greater truth, they are fighting with each other. They cannot see that. They all say, there is only one God, and all these revelations have come from Him, but still, each differentiates their God from one another with small dogmas and little understanding. How can you know the whole truth if you only have a part of the information about the revelation? That is why they are all confused. They are fighting one another. They are all thinking that they have the whole truth when God clearly says, no one knows the truth until the seven seals are open. He clearly told his prophets to hide, not to reveal the whole truth or the vision until the end time. This indeed is the end time. This indeed is the end time for humanity, and we are in the period of tribulation. As God clearly revealed, also Maya and the attraction of the external world has increased. Indeed, everyone is attracted to the external world. Everyone is becoming ungodly, and they do things that are not according to the Scriptures and the Word of God. Then they are also expecting that God would not do anything against them. We know God never destroys or brings or never brings the disasters to any people unless he sends a prophet to them. To this point, all the prophets came for different parts of the world, but this is for the whole earth. It is a warning. It is a revelation. It is a message for humanity to realize God truly exists. Even if you do not have direct connection to God, this revelation clearly shows that God said he was going to do these things, and he did them. Therefore, intellectually, you can realize easily that God exists, because if someone says they will do something and they do it, they are alive. They have life in them. Then you have to accept and believe that God truly exists. If God truly exists and He said He will eventually bring His kingdom on earth, so He will. Now the way also is given to humanity how to bring that kingdom on earth, how to unify humanity, what God has been doing, and how He promised many things and He has fulfilled them. He has promised that He will bring His kingdom and He will fulfill it, no matter how things contradictory to this belief, because God said He would do this, so He will. He never forgoes His promises. Again, we can easily see that what we are hearing is a great revelation, and we are here for humanity to realize this truth. We can see that we all have to have that understanding clearly, that no matter how the world looks, no matter what is going on earth, the salvation of man is based on the Word of God, because He said He is going to do all those things. Now we are at the point that we can see that He even revealed the seven seals, the revelation that unifies all religions of the world. If that is true, then the next step will be His kingdom. Now, how is it going to come? Of course it will come. The sooner humanity understands the seven seals and realizes that their religion is just a part of a greater truth, the sooner they would come together and understand there is only one God, one humanity, one Savior, and one world. The sooner they understand that, the sooner they will realize that they all have the essence of God in them, and you cannot hurt the essence because you are one. You are the same material. If you are hurting another person, you are hurting yourself. You cannot even hate them, because if you hate them, you hate yourself. You might hate their actions. You might hate their understanding. You might hate their ignorance. But you cannot hate the essence. The essence is God. No matter who they are or where they are all from the same source, from the same place. We have to understand this very clearly, that humanity and God are one indeed. You cannot separate one from another by religion, by creed, by anything that the human uses to separate man from man. This is one of the greatest things that humanity has to realize and understand in the deepest level, that we cannot hate each other or hurt each other. Because if we are doing that, we are doing it to ourselves. Most humans do not understand that. They are absolutely adamant that they are better, that they have the right to enslave others, or have more or less or whatever that there is, instead of sharing. Of course, sharing does not mean to become lazy and not to put effort in life, but to be a productive member of the society. At the same time, share with everyone else, so we can all have more to share with one another, and the fears and the deceptive forces that roam on earth will be less available. This revelation is the salvation of man, physically, mentally, spiritually, collectively, and individually. Again, we have to understand these things in a greater degree, so we can also help other people realize this deeply. Basically, the revelation of the mission has been given to humanity for the last 22 years, and now indeed it is completed. We are here to spread this message to every corner on earth. You are a part of this message and the messenger of this revelation, to take it, to reveal it, to give it to every person that you have access to, so that they also can know that God has fulfilled the last promise that He gave to humanity. Now is the time for humanity to come together and create the communities of light based on the eternal divine path, so we can bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, bring God back to man, and stop the intellectualization on earth. Eventually, the intellect will realize that there is more to life than thinking, but knowing and being. We were talking to someone a couple of days ago and were explaining the process of meditation in the mission. We were going through the process, how you go to the center of the universe, and the question was, how can I be in the center of the universe and at the same time be sitting in my room and meditating? See, that is analyzing. That is having a distance between you and the center of the universe. But in consciousness, there is no distance. You are in the center of the universe, and you are in the body at the same time. You have to go beyond analyzing and beyond intellectualizing the life that we live in, and go to spirit. Realize that there is nothing faster in the universe than consciousness and mind. You want to be in the center of the universe? You are. This is the new way of realizing the universe beyond thinking and intellectualizing, but becoming it, understanding it, realizing it, and knowing that you are a part of God, and God is everywhere at the same time. That is beyond the human intellect. Intellectually, it is impossible to explain how God can be everywhere at the same time, but in the spirit, in meditation, you can realize that, yes, I can. I can be in the center of the universe and be here at the same time. Actually, that is what the scientists are trying to do. They say, if we can fold the space, we can be anywhere in the universe in the blink of an eye. That is exactly what you can do with your consciousness. You actually bend the space, bend the time, and you can go anywhere in the universe with your consciousness. If we see that clearly, we can see that there is another way of looking at the universe instead of intellectualizing it and trying to analyze it, but being it. If you do not analyze it and you just are, then you can realize in a greater degree the universe. When you hear a sound, the first thing you think is you give it a name, a relationship to something. That is the bark of a dog. Instead of doing that, just listen to the sound. It is just a sound. It has no name, no relationship to anything. So it is beyond names. And the categorization of the human that we love to do. If we understand this and go beyond concepts, intellectualization, and all those things that narrow us, we open a new universe to ourselves, and we can see the universe in a new way. We can understand that we are also beyond all these concepts and intellectualizations, and we free ourselves from the bondage that has bounded humanity to this point by being connected to this way of thinking that has been imposed on us because of the society, or because of the upbringing, or because the human loves to limit himself. So we are creating a new man, a new way of thinking, going beyond intellectualization and the things that limit us in the body, but understanding that everything is the way they are. What is the Dharma? What are they made of? What is sound? The sound of the bark of the dog? How about it is just a sound? I can hear that sound. What is it? How is it created? It is created by vibration, vibrates the air. Air vibrates my eardrums, and I can hear it because that is how it has been created. Therefore, we can go even in a deeper and greater understanding when we go through the process of meditation. When we reach the center of the universe, we are the center of the universe. And at the same time, we are in the body. If you analyze it, then you can see a distance between you sitting in the room and you being in the center of the universe. But there is not. You are there at the same time in the center of the universe, and you are here in the body. So that is another thing which still is the first step. That is the beginning of your progress towards creating the communities of light and progressing yourself. If we can create communities of light where people start meditating more, understanding one another, and understanding these processes, then we can all progress greatly in becoming the universe and understanding this truth in a greater degree instead of staying intellectual and again separating one from another. The more we come together, the more communities of light we create, the less fear and separation will be on earth. Everyone will be born in a beautiful environment. They will grow as children in a nurturing place that they can grow up to become great men and women of the future. The young people will be responsible and good workers who will put effort to create wonderful communities. The old people will know that they will be taken care of when they are old, and they do not have to worry about all the problems most of the old people have at this time. They are full of fear that, what will happen to me when I have lost my vitality? So we can see that this is going to help everyone in all levels. Of course, that means you cannot be selfish and self-centered. If we all are selfish and self-centered, we cannot create communities of light. In communities of light, we need to overcome selfishness. Selfishness and self-centeredness open the door to the lower nature and bring destruction to humanity. That indeed is the beginning of the fall. Then selfishness and self-centeredness comes, and fear comes, and we only work for ourselves to have what we want. Then that brings destruction to every person and the community. The community has to be very aware not to let selfishness to destroy it, but bring together the people who are not selfish. So we can see it works very fine. After that, you have to know what the will of God is for me in the community. What has God created me for? What can I do? Or how can I help the community to progress? What are my talents? Where do I fit in the community? And how can I help? Then, of course, you become one with the will of God. You become surrendered and submissive to the will of God, and you direct all your energy toward creating an environment for the whole universe to enjoy. The processes in our teaching follow each other step by step. Each step falls where they are supposed to, and helps you to progress. At the same time, each step was revealed with one religion. Again, you can see that it just makes sense. There is no way you can create the communities of light by being selfish and just thinking about yourself. You cannot be in the communities of light or create communities of light with a lot of selfish people. But you can create communities of light by people who understand the eternal divine path and are willing to follow God's will instead of their own will. One of the biggest problems for humans is human will. Human will is really in the way. Human understanding or opinions, all those things are in the way, and they pull the community to different directions. If everyone brings their understanding and their will to the will of God, then they will follow God's will, and we can create the communities of light. It is not that we want to make robots or make everyone look alike and do the same thing. No, it is, what is the will of God for me in this umbrella of the communities of light and the kingdom of God on earth? How can I be a part of this truth? Then we can see that, yes, I have some talents and I can be helpful in this way, or I can support someone else to be more effective in the community, or whatever place you have been put to contribute. The greatest problem is that we have to forego our own understanding and submit and surrender to the understanding, opinion, and realization that have come to us through the scriptures. If we want to keep our opinions and ideals, why did God send the scriptures? He could have said, okay, you have your own way, as many people think these days. Just find your way, and your way is different than anyone else's way. Be selfish and just try to find your own truth. He did not do that. He sent the scriptures. He sent the word of God. He sent and said, this is the way you should follow. So we can see that we have to realize this truth. Individuality is wonderful. It is encouraged, but individuality based on the will of God for each individual, where they can bring the truth to their communities. So creating communities of light is the base of the kingdom of heaven on earth. Of course, communities of light cannot be communities of light if they are not based on the eternal divine path. There are many communities out there, but only those who follow the eternal divine path based on God's revelation and truth can see the results clearly. And each individual has to realize that path themselves. We should not be expecting other people to realize it for us, or our egos being pampered in order for us to stay in the communities of light. And I'm going to pause at this point and release the mic back to the room. All thanks to the Father.